on the opera Eugene Onegin of Tchaikovsky, one of the famous arias, Lenski's aria, in a performance featuring Daniil Shtoda with Konstantin Orbelian leading Philharmonia of Russia. And speaking of Tchaikovsky and Onegin, Eugene Onegin, his opera, newly arrived is Maria Kanyova, the soprano who is singing the part of Tatiana in the opera. Welcome.
Thank you.
This is one of the big roles in all of opera, I suppose, and yet it's not a terribly physical role, is it? Eugene Onegin has been even faulted, in fact, for not having enough action.
Well, I guess, you know, the action is kind of a relative thing. Of course, you know, they're not to give too much away in the opera if you don't know it, but there is a duel.
Oh, yes.
You know, I mean, that's pretty action-filled. But, you know, Tchaikovsky wrote this, he said himself, more as kind of an introspective piece. It's more about inner emotions and feelings than, you know, so much showing it outwardly and having, you know, grand scenes mm-hmm. in opera to see. He very deliberately wrote it that way. So in one sense, I guess one could say that maybe it isn't just action-packed. But, you know, that aside, it is a tremendously interesting mm-hmm. opera in the relationships that the people are building with one
yes.
another. I mean, it's
sure.
fascinating, mm-hmm. and you know, it takes a bit of concentration to take it all in. But there's so much to enjoy in the opera. There are ballets and
ballroom scenes,
yes,
and the waltz,
absolutely,
of course.
and again these amazingly intricate scenes emotionally where the characters are establishing their relationships with one another. It's it actually grabs your attention. I believe from start to finish. Of course, I'm in it, so what can I say?
But Center of attention.
What am I saying? But no, I really do. I believe that it has so much to offer, both musically and as far as the acting goes too. I think
it's a little unconventional in that it's actually more like a series of scenes, isn't
yes.
it? I mean, it is broken down into acts.
That is precisely what he intended it to be when he was composing it, too. So that is an appropriate way to kind of describe it, yes.
And the plot is actually a very broad plot. So with these seven or so scenes as kind of highlights from the storyline. So it's not as if you would have to spend a lot of time following the intricacies of the plot in Eugene
right.
Onegin.
Right. No, he picked the best stuff, I think.
Let's hear another aria from it. And this is one from Onegin himself. We'll get into that character after this. He was a dark hero, to say the least, Onegin. This is Vi mi pisali, you have written me, don't deny it. This is part of the relationship between Onegin and Tatiana. And in this performance, we'll hear Dmitri Rostovsky with the Rotterdam Philharmonic, led by Valery Gergiev. Dmitri Rostovsky with the Rotterdam Philharmonic, led by Valery Gergiev, and an aria, You Have Written to Me, by Peter Tchaikovsky from Eugene Onegin. And with me today, playing the role of Tatiana in the opera as to be performed next weekend by the Madison Symphony and Madison Opera, is soprano Maria Kanyova, who's come up from Chicago, sings with the Chicago Lyric, and teaches in Chicago also. Well, with your name, it seems like an obvious role for you, and we should add that this entire opera will be in its original Russian.
That's correct. However, my name is Polish, but minor detail. But although my husband, who is Polish, did teach me how to read Cyrillic, and so we are familiar with the Russian language. Mm-hmm. And yes, it is very exciting that the opera will be performed in Russian. I've only performed it in Russian, but I do know that it can be performed in English. So I think it's really a treat to hear it as Tchaikovsky set the language himself with a friend. He actually did the libretto. It's beautifully set. The Russian just sings itself in the opera.
Yeah, I think his brother Modest was also involved in the libretto. It's kind of a Tchaikovsky family affair.
That's right.
We forget about all those great Tchaikovsky, you know, melodies that you hear in the symphonies and the piano concertos and the ballets, of course, and
correct,
they play through in the opera too.
Right, absolutely.
Much,
and here we have, and this is perhaps one of the most popular Russian operas out there. So it's again another wonderful reason to come see
does it. Does it have big choral numbers too?
Absolutely.
It does.
Yes,
have
ballet,
to
chorus. Uh-huh. Right, you have it all pretty much.
The whole thing for your 19th century
right
opera. I can't, and I'm trying to remember what other operatic efforts Tchaikovsky had. This is certainly far and away the best known.
This is, yeah. Pique Dame is another.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
Queen
right
of Spades, yeah.
But, yeah, this is...
Also
this is,
based on Pushkin.
Right, right. It's, you know, I think also for that reason it's another point to come see it so that you can familiarize yourself with Pushkin, who was... so highly revered, you know, in Russia.
The most highly revered.
The most,
Russian,
yes, I should say.
Writer
most
of prose and poetry.
Right.
And Eugene Onegin is actually, it's a narrative poem, the
yes
original that Pushkin
mm-hmm
wrote.
That's right. And he was actually, Tchaikovsky was given the challenge to write an opera based on this. And so he took the challenge and wrote it in a mere 9 months, I believe.
Hmm. After balking initially.
Yes, balking initially,
well,
yes.
A daunting task to
right
take Russia's greatest poet and turn him into an opera.
That's right.
And Tchaikovsky was not the most self-confident of composers either, as
right
we well know.
Right.
Now back to Eugene Onegin and the famous waltz, which is preceded by an entr'acte in this performance by the Berlin Philharmonic, Semyon Bychkov conducting. Entr'acte and Waltz from Eugene Onegin of Tchaikovsky, the opera we're discussing during much of this hour of the midday with us for a short time yet is Maria Kanyova, who is singing the part of Tatiana in Eugene Onegin, and it's with the Madison Opera and the Madison Symphony, conducted by John Demain and other, of course, performers on stage, and those events take place Friday, November 4th at 8 and Sunday, November 6th at 2:30 at the Overture Center in Madison. And Eugene Onegin, the title character of the opera, is one of those great dark hero, part villain in the old Byronic Faustian tradition.
Right, absolutely. It's a fascinating character, and you either are drawn to him or you're kind of put off by him. Either way you
you're
look at it.
You're drawn to him, Tatiana.
Well, yes.
Kind of,
unfortunately.
Irrevocably
right
drawn to this character.
Her whole life, yeah.
Who really is not somebody you'd want for your best friend.
No.
Let alone your lover.
Absolutely, yeah. It was, I believe, you know, her youth and the fact that she grew up in a rather protected environment that she didn't see exactly what he was really all about.
Well, it's a storyline that plays well and has plenty of staying power. Now, there is, as we mentioned, Maria, there is this great ballroom scene here. Do you get to do some dancing as Tatiana in that?
I do, and I love it, actually. I always welcome the opportunity to do some dancing in opera. I know there might be some singers who wouldn't welcome that opportunity, but I think it's thrilling, and our director is also a wonderful choreographer, so we have some great dancing scenes, along with some professional dancers as well.
Does Tchaikovsky, or the choreographer, or the director, put these dances in such a way so that you don't have to sing right after? Because the waltz, we just heard it, you know, it's a full-length waltz.
Yeah,
so you have to come out of that and sing?
There's some hoof in there, but no, she's done it very carefully, and none of us really have to do a great deal of singing before or after or even during the dancing.
Well, these things do get complicated, but I'm glad that they cut you some slack.
Right.
Well, here's one more from the opera, from Eugene Onegin. It's Lenski's scene and Arioso, and this is a scene between Lenski and his love interest, Olga, another one of those arrangements that doesn't work too well, thanks to Eugene Onegin getting into the mix. And this brings back Daniel Stoda as the tenor, and we'll hear also Yelena Tsarkovska with Philharmonia of Russia and Konstantin Orbelian conducting.
Я люблю вас, Ольга.
Scene. Я люблю тебя. It's a good thing to know if you're going to be speaking Russian very long. That involving Lenski and Olga in Eugene Onegin. And Russian is not your native language, Maria, but is this the first opera that you've sung in Russian?
This isn't the first time that I've sung Eugene Onegin, but it is the only Russian opera that I've done quite a few times. So, my husband knows Russian and taught me Russian and Cyrillic, and so I have some familiarity with it, and I definitely do love singing it. It's a very, very beautiful and singable language.
Well, thank you for sharing some of your insights into Eugene Onegin with us this afternoon.
Thank you. Certainly my pleasure.
Pleasure having you stop by.